How can you fall asleep during the Yankees and Red Sox in the top of the fourth with a score 2-1? Picture Jason found online. By the way, classic cut, Ozzy and Black Sabbath, Paranoid, Jerry Bader Show 1007. There the guy is. In a 2-1 game at Yankee Stadium. I don't even like calling that place Yankee Stadium. That's not Yankee Stadium. You know what I mean? Whatever. I want to revisit something that I talked about briefly yesterday, but I want to spend more time on it right now. You are probably aware, and this happened. This is one of those things. I was on the road to Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. Last month, there was a primary, Republican primary, and the Republican primary winner for governor is a multimillionaire named Bruce Rauner, who is seen as Wisconsin Scott Walker. He isn't in many ways, but he is in one important way. He is running on the vow to run the Democratic stronghold of Illinois like a business and curb the influence of government unions. If you thought government union influence was out of control in Wisconsin pre-Scott Walker, you have no idea about Illinois. Chicago Tribune did a piece on Sunday, I believe it was, and I just shared a snippet of it with you yesterday, where they said, look, this is the moment. Are we going to come back from the edge or go over it as a state? Wall Street Journal digs deeper into this in a piece that was posted last night in today's print editions called What's the Matter with Illinois? Compares it with Wisconsin and its other regional neighbors, other Great Lakes states. I want you to listen carefully to this, because Illinois has a choice. And I'll tell you right now, if they make the wrong choice, it would be to Wisconsin's benefit and Indiana's and Iowa's and Minnesota's and Michigan's. But actually, I hope they make the right choice, because I think that would be good for the rest of the region. Here it is. If the states are laboratories of democracy, then a great comparative policy experiment is taking place in America's Great Lakes region. Democrats in Illinois have been pursuing their blue state model of higher taxes and union-dominated government. Neighboring states since 2010 have gone for lower taxes and union reform. The comparison is especially apt because Illinois Democrats are doubling down on their strategy in this election year. Governor Pat Quinn has announced plans to make permanent the temporary, in quotes, temporary tax hikes that were supposed to sunset at the end of this year. Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan last month floated a 3% surcharge on incomes over $1 million, only to have it shot down by some in his own caucus. Yet Democrats are still flogging a progressive income tax, which Mr. Quinn all but endorsed last year, all of which makes it an ideal moment to consider how the Quinn-Madigan policies are working. One way to judge is to compare Illinois with four other Great Lakes states that the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis, BEA, lumps together for its annual survey of economic performance by the 50 states. Start with Illinois' 8.7% jobless rate, which is the country's second highest after Rhode Island's 9%, and has fallen by a mere 0.7 points since Mr. Quinn began his second term in January 2011. That's when Illinois increased its flat income tax rate to 5% from 3%, the corporate rate to 9.5% from 7.3%. And then they have a chart that shows the jobless rate trend in five Great Lakes states. Note the sharp decline in Michigan, where Republican Governor Rick Snyder and a GOP legislature cut corporate taxes. In the last 3 years, the rate's fallen from 7.7 from 11% in the Wolverine state to 6.5 from 9.1 in Ohio, 6.1 from 9 in Indiana, and to 6.1 from 7.7 in Wisconsin. Only Illinois has raised taxes, while Ohio cut taxes, Michigan and Indiana have passed right-to-work laws, and Wisconsin famously reformed collective bargaining for public employees. Illinois has also recorded the slowest personal income growth in the Great Lakes. Slowest personal, now listen carefully to this one, because it's even worse than that sounds. Between 2012 and 2013, the income, personal income rose by 2.1% in Illinois versus 2.7% in Wisconsin, 2.5% in Michigan, and 2.3% in Ohio and Indiana. But that's not the story, as the Wall Street Journal points out. This is about a third of Illinois' personal income growth last year was driven by transfer receipts. What's that? Food stamps, workers' comp, disability, welfare, Medicaid, Social Security, Medicare, earned income tax credits, unemployment benefits. All of those account for a third of the personal income growth. Government assistance. According to BEA, these payments increased 5.2% in Illinois last year, the third most in the U.S., while wages and salaries ticked up only 1%. So the personal growth income is, when you think of it in the way that you think of it, people who are working, it's a paltry 1%. And understand, by taking money away from the unions, liberals in Wisconsin claim that's holding our economy back. And by taking money away, I mean making them pay for more. Now, I'll admit, that was taking money from them. Nothing wrong with that, however. Some 31,000 Illinois workers left the state's labor force last year, while Michigan's workforce expanded by 2,000, and Indiana's grew by 11,000. Illinois also lost 9,000 manufacturing jobs last year, while Michigan gained 17,000. Ohio and Indiana each added 12,000. AM Manufacturing and Carl Budding and Company recently announced plans to move operations a few hundred yards across the Illinois border to Munster, Indiana. Kennel Manufacturing, Hanna Cylinders, and EMCO Chemical are relocating to Wisconsin. It's easy to see why. Illinois' 9.5% corporate tax rate is the highest in the Great Lakes, fourth in the U.S. Michigan levies a 6% corporate tax, and Indiana Governor Mike Pence recently signed legislation to cut his state's corporate rate to 4.9% from 7.5% by 2023. 9 years is an overlong phase-in, but at least businesses know taxes are trending down. Democrats say Illinois taxes aren't all that high and have room to grow. The state's 5% flat personal income tax is lower than the top rates in Ohio and Wisconsin, but higher than the flat rates in Michigan and Indiana. However, sales taxes are 14 to 33% higher in Illinois than in the other Great Lakes states. Democrats want to impose a progressive income tax because they don't want to extend the temporary tax hikes on their low and middle income constituents. They tried to sell a progressive tax to voters as a tax cut for the middle class, even though legislators could later ratchet up rates on everyone when they want more revenue, which they always do. Public unions have proposed top tax rates starting between 9 and 11%. The real reason Democrats want higher taxes is the state's exploding government employee pension costs, which will increase this year despite the nips and tucks legislators made in December. Illinois this year will spend $7 billion from its general fund, not counting federal funds, on primary and secondary education, but another $7.5 billion on pensions. According to the Illinois Policy Institute, teachers' pensions have gobbled up 70% of new education spending. The next tax increase would be, like the last one, a more or less straight income transfer to government worker pensions. Democrats in Springfield are also teeing up a bailout for Chicago's pension funds, which are $30 billion in arrears. The city must make a $1.07 billion balloon payment next year, while Chicago schools must cough up another $405 million this year. Taxes and public union governance aren't the only policy differences in these states, but they have been the most notable since 2010. Judging by the record so far, nothing would make the four Republican governors of neighboring states happier than for Illinois to keep soaking its millionaires. Today's Wall Street Journal. If you don't think Wisconsin and other states are benefiting from the strategy that Illinois continues to employ and put on steroids, You're delusional. Minnesota not really mentioned in here because they're going the same way as Illinois. They just haven't gotten there yet. They're on the same road to ruin as Illinois. Illinois has the front wagon wheels over the cliff. And they're still whipping the horses. It's incredible. They have an opportunity. And as the Wall Street Journal closes with, if you're greedy, if you're selfish in Wisconsin, you would just as soon have them continue on this road. Because it's going to continue to benefit and benefit and benefit Wisconsin. And those of you who say that Governor Walker shouldn't cast his hook in the waters of Illinois, you're nuts. The fish are biting. And when you pull them in the boat, that boat's in Wisconsin. You would be insane not to. You have created a much better business climate than Illinois. By the way, you lefties who listen, who can't bring yourself to call, how do you defend that? How do you defend that? Personally, I hope Bruce Rauner wins in November. I think it would be good for America to have another state see the light and reform. Because truthfully, it hasn't really caught on the way that I expected it to after Governor Walker. Other governors are still tepid. Snyder's done some things. Pence has done some things. Daniels before him did some things. But in terms of really making this a state-level revolution started by Scott Walker, I think as Illinois, if they were to join Wisconsin, that would be a huge development. It's 10:19.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.